Hey, everybody.
I guess there's a couple people coming in. So I heard a rumor we were giving away something free here, so I didn't want to disappoint anybody, so I brought some skateboards. So we'll see what else happens. Thanks a lot for coming. Welcome to GDC. I'm Chris Charla. I'm the director of the ID at Xbox program. I was talking to some people just before the show, or just before the talk, and I realized I have now been coming to GDC for more than half my life. Which feels crazy, but it also feels really good. I love the show. I love GDC. I love getting to see old friends, meet developers, make new friends. I hope you guys feel the same way. I think this is, honestly, for developers, this is like the greatest week of the year in terms of just learning and getting stoked and getting excited. So, pretty excited. You know, hopefully, I think Microsoft's going to have some stuff to talk about this week that'll get you guys excited as well. The talk today is called Unveiling New Developer Opportunities for Xbox and Windows. Lots to live up to. But luckily, I'm going to have some help today from Mr. Brandon Bray, who's going to be coming up to talk about some Windows mixed reality stuff. So that's going to be pretty cool. But before we get to that, I want to just hit on some other things we're doing that we think are pretty exciting. I'm going to start with a quick update on what's going on with the ID at Xbox program. And one of the reasons for that, in addition, because we're really excited about how things are going with ID at Xbox, is because the philosophy kind of behind ID at Xbox really informs a lot of everything we're going to be talking about at GDC this week. So our philosophy when we launched ID was really, it was actually pretty simple. Like I say philosophy, it was more like a sentence. But we wanted to make sure that when players turned on their Xbox One, they got access to the most awesome, diverse lineup of just fantastic games possible. And to do that, we had one simple guiding principle. Make life easy for developers. Like, that's it. The more we can enable developers to focus on their game versus working on, you know, platform support issues or technology or honestly, business negotiations, the more games would come to Xbox One and the better those games would be. So now we're 3+ years in with ID at Xbox. More than 2,200 studios have dev kits for Xbox One, which is way, way, way more than the combined total of every registered developer on the original Xbox and Xbox 360. We've got more than 1,000 titles in active development right now for Windows 10 and Xbox One. And we've paid hundreds of millions of dollars in royalties to developers who are shipping games through the ID at Xbox program, which that feels pretty awesome. Last year, I just learned the stat last week, and I think it's pretty awesome. Last year, players played more than 1 billion hours of ID at Xbox games across Windows 10 and Xbox One. So, you know, thank you to the development community for bringing more than 450 games to Xbox One and Windows 10 through ID, and players are responding, and we think that's really great. ID at Xbox has also had the opportunity to help usher in a couple new programs at Microsoft, like Xbox Game Preview, which, as you know, is our early access program that enables players to buy and play games while they're still in development. Having feedback with you guys as creators to really inform how the game development progresses. It's been super, super successful. And just earlier, I guess last year, we announced Xbox Play Anywhere, which a lot of ID at Xbox games are taking advantage of. Again, enables players to buy a game on PC or Xbox, own the corresponding game on the other platform, along with things like shared saves, shared achievements, cross-play between Windows 10 and Xbox One. It's been really, really popular. We've got 10 titles already that support Xbox Play Anywhere. Another 16 have been announced. There's a lot more coming. We showed a few yesterday at our press showcase, Full Metal Furies, Ooblet, Snake Pass, Ruiner. There's a bunch more. Some of those games are playable here, either at the Indie Mega Booth or Day of the Devs or over in our lobby bar. So it's been really good for developers, and we've been really happy with how things are going. But along the way, our philosophy really hasn't changed. You know, every day in the program, we ask ourselves, how can we make things easier for developers? How can we make things easier for you guys so that you can focus on your art and not these kind of extraneous elements to making a game? And honestly, that philosophy really shows up everywhere at Microsoft, from the work we're doing on the platform and OS side of Windows to improvements we're making to Xbox Live, and really to everything you're going to see and hear about from Microsoft this week. Our goal is to just make tools and improvements to our platform that enable you guys to make better games, and ultimately that gives players great experiences. So I want to change gears for a second and talk a little bit about the Universal Windows Platform, which is our new application framework. We've been really, really pleased to see how many games from top developers have been shipping on the UWP. This slide really just shows a selection. And we're really pleased with how many games are will be coming to the platform soon. There's more than 200 games coming to Windows 10 UWP from ID at Xbox developers today, and we expect to see a lot more in the future. And honestly, not just on PC. So I want to talk here just a little bit about some key beats from the last couple of years in regards to UWP on both PC and Xbox One. So on PC, we're working to continue to improve UWP for games, and there's going to be a really, really good talk this afternoon from Eric Walston that gets a lot more into game mode, which is our new platform-level performance enhancement mode for games, as well as a lot more details about the UWP framework and how to get started. I really encourage everybody to check that talk out. On console, we're also taking a lot of steps in regards to UWP. It started back in 2015 with just bringing the Windows 10 operating system to Xbox One, and it continued last year by enabling UWP apps to ship on Xbox One. With the Creators Update, we're going to enable UWP games to ship on Xbox One. And actually, the first one is already shipped. Fallout Sheltered shipped, I guess, 2 weeks ago as an XPA title. But bottom line, you're going to be able to ship UWP games on both Xbox One and Windows 10 this year. And as we look to the future, I think you're going to see continued convergence here. And again, with one goal, to make your lives as creators easier so that you can focus on your art while we work on improving the platforms with things like game mode, the Xbox app on Windows 10 and mobile devices, and even things like the game bar on Windows 10. And I think it's important to think about the fact that, you know, the performance enhancements and changes that we make, they're not just kind of abstract things we do for you know, our own reasons. They really have an effect on the kind of business models we can support, especially on console. So I'm just going to talk about console on this slide. But if you think back to the 360 era, we had a very complicated platform. Extremely powerful for the time, but it required a lot of technical expertise to successfully ship a game. And that's one reason we used to be limited to only managed development with first and third-party publishers on Xbox 360. But as we started to move into the Xbox One generation, we did an enormous amount of work on the back end to enable independent developers to self-publish their games on Xbox One. We saw the way the market was changing. We saw the way consumers wanted to interact. We saw the way we heard you loud and clear when you said you wanted to self-publish on console. And we made a lot of changes on our side to make sure that was a reality. And as I mentioned at the top of the talk, it's been a huge success, both for players and for developers. Now, the work we're doing with UWP on console means we're really ready to take the next step. So last year, we opened up the Xbox itself to Universal Windows Platform development with the free Dev Mode Activation app, which lets you deploy games and apps in the system space for the Xbox One. And we also opened up the App Marketplace on Xbox One so that anybody can ship a non-game UWP app on Xbox One today, and there are a ton of them out there. So I think it makes sense that this year we open up game development in the same way. Fully open game publishing on console. So I'm really pleased to announce the Xbox Live Creators Program. It's a new program that's going to live alongside ID at Xbox and enable anybody to use the core features from Xbox Live in Universal Windows Platform games on Windows 10 and on Xbox One. On the whole family of devices. And you'll do this using retail Xbox One hardware. There's no dev kits required. Anybody is going to be able to download the Xbox Live SDK and start implementing. This entire program is going to exist outside the world of NDAs, outside the world of concept approval. It is fully public and it is fully open. So who's the Xbox Live Creators Program for? Honestly, it's for everybody. We really see this as a great tool for anybody who wants to quickly implement Xbox Live and ship their games on Windows 10 or Xbox One. So professionals, moonlighters, educators, students, experimenters, really anyone who wants to take advantage of the incredibly robust suite of tools and technology we've built into Xbox Live, and really also anybody who wants the potential to reach the 55 million monthly active users who use Xbox Live on Xbox and PC, as well as on mobile platforms, things like the Xbox app. This program is for Windows 10 and Xbox One, but I really want to focus on console for a second. You know, to me, there's something just really powerful about a video game console. Just seeing this device that's hooked up to your TV to play games, it's just special. And whether, you know, it's an Xbox or a PlayStation or a Sega Genesis, it's just this really special thing, this like dedicated piece of gaming hardware that attaches to your TV and play games. It's like, I can't even tell you how, like, even today, excited I get every time I see a console. I'm just like, oh, console, let's play games, you know. And the fact that anybody now can look at an Xbox and say, hey, I can take my Xbox, I can go to Target, I can buy an Xbox, I can crack it open, figuratively, and I can write a game, I can deploy that game to my Xbox, I can play it, and more than that, now I can ship it. And I can sell it. I can sell it all around the world to, you know, a potential audience of millions and millions of people. To me, that's just a really, really powerful proposition. You haven't really been able to build, in my opinion, you haven't really been able to build a game on a consumer piece of technology, consumer game-playing piece of technology, you know, since the days of, like, the Commodore 64. And we're bringing that back. And I think that's just really, really empowering, and it's really, really, to me, it's super exciting. I think it's going to be rad. And I think back, you know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, what kind of games are we going to see come from the Creators Program? And I actually think back to when we launched the ID at Xbox. I got a lot of questions, like, what are you excited to see from ID at Xbox? What are you expecting to see? And, you know, my honest answer was, you know, I'm really excited about all the games I can't even imagine yet. And, you know, in 2013, you know, or 2012, when we were conceiving the program, I couldn't imagine Cuphead. I couldn't imagine Astroneer. I really couldn't imagine Ooblets. You know, all these amazing games that have come through ID. And I think it's the same here. I think we're going to see some really, really interesting projects coming out of opening up the Xbox with the Xbox Live Creators Program. And I honestly believe, you know, I've been coming to GDC for more than half my life. I honestly believe within the next few years, I'll be at a GDC and I'm going to be watching a talk from a developer who got their start with the Creators Program. And I really can't wait for that. And I want to tell a quick anecdote. I apologize, I have to be a little bit vague here, but I've been emailing back and forth with a developer who's overseas in a little country, actually, and he's been working with some health professionals in his country to create a game for kids with a very specific learning disability. And he's telling me, you know, kids around the world have this disability, I want to help them all, like, I want to, you know, but I'm in this small geography, it's hard for me to, like, get distribution, I really want to ship this game on Xbox. Without getting too detailed, you know, it's not really what we would consider the traditional definition of, you know, the kind of commercial game that the ID at Xbox program was established to support. And, you know, last year I would have had to tell him, I'm sorry. This year, with Xbox Live Creators Program, that game has a home now. And he's going to be able to ship that game all around the world. And it's just amazing. And I think we're going to see some just really amazing things come from this program. So I want to dive into just a little bit more of the details of the program. I mentioned the Creators Program gives access to the core features of Xbox Live to anybody. And this chart really shows all the core features that a game can get with a public, open Xbox Live Creators Program versus working with a managed program such as ID at Xbox or a third-party publisher or Microsoft Studios. So as you can see, games get access to the vast majority of Xbox Live features, social features especially, from sign-in and presence to leaderboards, game hubs, and more. And these are all the things that you really want to socialize your games with millions of active monthly live users, as well as to create better experiences for your players with things like leaderboards and game DVR, title-managed storage, connected storage. There's no concept approval, there's no NDAs, the certification is very light and very fast, it's just our traditional like Windows 10 store certification. We think it's pretty cool. There are some caveats, so it's important to make sure everybody's aware of this as well. First, this is a program for UWP, and on PC, a UWP can take full advantage of the PC's power. On Xbox One, UWPs run in the system space of the Xbox One. So that's more than enough power for most games, but if you need access to the maximum power of the Xbox One hardware or Project Scorpio, which is going to be available this holiday, you'll need a hardware-based SDK or dev kit. And you can work with ID at Xbox to get access to that. Also, these games won't have access to gamer score or achievements, nor will they be able to use Xbox Live for multiplayer matchmaking. But again, if you want to use those features, you'll want to be part of ID at Xbox, which you can do at any time, even after your game ships. There's absolutely nothing keeping you from, you know, shipping a game through the Creators Program, deciding you want to add Xbox Live, for multiplayer achievements, getting in touch with ID, and we'll take care of it. Finally, as a public program, which exists outside of NDA, the Creators Program is going to be self-supported on MSDN. If you want like detailed development support, marketing and promotional support, you know, again, that's where you'd want to work with ID or a third-party publisher. I also want to make it clear, it's totally up to you whether you'd rather work with ID or third-party publisher or go through the Xbox Live Creators Program, and those are decisions you can make on a game-by-game basis. There's absolutely nothing stopping you from doing one game as one, the next game another way. You know, we really want to make sure that we offer a broad spectrum of programs to handle both developers at every stage and also projects at every stage. And so we want to make sure that it's up to you in terms of how you want to ship your game. We want to make sure there's a way to do that, whether it's open publishing, managed publishing, it's totally up to you guys. So there's no concept approval via the Creators Program, but every game is going to have to follow standard policies for games on the Windows 10 and Xbox Store. So you'll need to have ratings, which you can get for free with the IARC rating system through Dev Center. Of course, we're going to reserve the right to remove harmful or inappropriate content. We'll have flagging mechanisms for, you know, for all those kinds of things. On Windows 10, all games are assorted together, whether they have Xbox Live or not. And so on Creators Program games are all going to be right there with the other games. On Xbox One, we need to balance the expectations console players have of a curated marketplace with our desire to open up the platform, as well as our desire and need to make sure that we respect parental controls. So ultimately, we felt the best way to do this was to have Creators Program games have their own section of the store. So this frames the difference between the curated and open games, and it also gives parents the ability to decide if creators' games are something they want their kids to access. But make no mistake, Xbox One is now an open platform for publishing. So I'm just going to run over here and kind of point out a couple things. So maybe if you're a visual learner, this helps a little bit. So this is just kind of the different ways to success as a developer on Microsoft platforms. So first of all, you've got Win32 development over here with the cyan bar. You can ship on PCs, ship on floppy disks, do whatever you want. Like, Windows is an open platform. And then all the way over here, you've got XCK development. This is traditional dev kit development. You work with the ID at Xbox program, ship in the Xbox family store, the Xbox family of consoles, and you'll ship in the main game store. When you talk about UWP, you've got a lot of choices. You can certainly ship your UWP game without Xbox Live right into the Windows 10 store. In fact, if you're working on a Win32 game, we've got a great desktop bridge that actually can get your game to be a UWP to sell in the store without Live. And then you've got Creators Program. So do UWP with creators UWP development with Creators Program, you can ship in the Windows 10 store, and you can ship into the Creators section on the Xbox. You've got an easy pathway from there to ID at Xbox. And if you're doing, if you want access to the full Live stack on UWP, you can work with ID at Xbox, again, to ship in the Windows 10 store or to ship your UWP on the Xbox One. So if you want to learn more, Brian Tyler is going to be giving he's going to be giving a great talk this afternoon about the implementation for Xbox Live Creators Program. And so I encourage everybody to go see that talk at 3. Also, you can sign up today to get started. We're accepting a limited number of insiders now. The program is going to be opening up fully by later this summer. Obviously, we just want to test things and make sure everything's going well. So feel free to sign up now. Bottom line, I'm so stoked about this program. We are really excited to see what comes out of this. We think opening up Xbox One and opening up Xbox Live to all game developers is going to be a really great tool, both for developers of all shapes and sizes and also for players. I just think, like, this is you know, something we've been talking about for a long time, listening to you guys, and this kind of openness is, like, this is what we want to be all about. Over the next 2 days, we're going to have a lot more talks and announcements, and they really all have the same theme. They're all about offering you guys the tools to provide more features to players and more features to your games while just enabling you to focus on your game You know, that's really what we're all about. We're about empowering you guys to do your best work by giving you the tools to do that. I want to run through a few of the cool things that we're going to be sharing this year at GDC and talk about some of our talks. But before we do that, I want to bring up Brandon to talk about our other big piece of news today, which is Windows Mixed Reality.
All right.
Thanks, Chris. So we've all been living in a world where all of the digital content that we've experienced has been trapped behind 2D screens for most of our lives. And it's time that we start breaking free of that. And that's mixed reality. Mixed reality is where the physical and the digital come together to create entirely new worlds. And it starts with holograms being able to be placed in your environment. A hologram is something that's made of light and sound. And when you place it in your world, you can interact with it as if it were really there. But mixed reality is actually a spectrum. And on the other side, we can start bringing the environment that we live in into the digital world. And Microsoft HoloLens was shipped, you know, just a year ago, and it is the first fully self-contained, untethered holographic PC. It contained a feature called inside-out tracking. Inside-out tracking lets you set up with ease, you don't have to pre-configure a room, and you're able to freely walk around an entire space, beyond a square box, to a room as large as this, to this entire conference center. And we want to bring that to more devices. So at Computex last June, we engaged the hardware ecosystem to begin building new devices that are going to fill out the rest of this mixed reality spectrum. And by October, we were able to announce that our top hardware partners, Acer, Asus, Dell, Lenovo, and HP, were going to bring affordable, immersive headsets to the market by this holiday. And then in December, at the Windows Hardware Engineering Conference, we actually brought, you know, forward the PC manufacturers so that we could design hardware that would support all these mixed reality experiences. And at CES this January, all of those hardware partners showed off the designs of their hardware. So now it's the time to share the next step in this journey. And that is, we are going to start shipping hardware to our development partners starting this month. And that is with the Acer Windows Mixed Reality Development Edition headset. With just this device and a PC, you're able to start experiencing mixed reality, and as a developer, you get to get started. All you need to do is plug in this device into a PC. If you're on the Windows Insider program and you have the latest Windows Insider Flight, you, for the Windows 10 Creator Update, you have everything you need already. Just plug it in and get started. And the SDK and all the documentation is available now. And Chris, I have to one-up your skateboard. For all of the developers in this room, I'm pleased to share that after we finish shipping all of the Windows Mixed Reality devices to our content developers, you'll be able to get, you know, one of the first Acer development kits with a golden ticket. And so as you walk out this room, you know, Clint, Carly, Pat, and Erica and team will be handing out golden tickets to all the developers in this room. And we're excited to bring Windows Mixed Reality experiences to more devices beyond HoloLens and desktop. Our plan is to start shipping mixed reality content to the Xbox One family, including Project Scorpio, in 2018. We have so much more in store for our experience in the journey of mixed reality, and our next step is to share with you at the Build Conference in Seattle this May. We hope you'll join us there and see the next journey as it continues. So now I'd like to bring Chris back up so we can wrap this up.
Cool, and this is so light. I gotta tell you guys, when you get your hands on this, it's so light, and I don't wanna become a meme, but I need to show this other cool feature. Standard HMD. Now I'm typing, now I'm testing. It's just awesome. For a dev kit, like, that is like such a cool feature. Super excited about it. Where's the clicker? If you want to get more information about this and you are not part of the ID at Xbox program right now, please come to xbox.com/ID, join ID at Xbox, tell us you're interested in mixed reality, and we will get you a lot more information. So cool. Thank you. So We now just want to kind of finish up by going through some of the things we're going to be talking about this week at GDC. So coming up next, like immediately after this talk, Scott is going to be talking about spatial audio capabilities on Xbox and Windows. It's a really cool talk. I've been listening to it during rehearsals, and it sounds awesome. And we'll also be talking about DirectX 12 performance tuning at 12:30 today. Super cool talk. And then I mentioned Eric's talk a little bit earlier. He's going to be going more into detail on game mode and just UWP development. Really encourage everybody to check this talk out. It's going to be super useful and really interesting talk. And then I also mentioned this talk a little bit earlier. At 3:30, Brian Tyler is going to be doing a deep dive into creating and shipping games with the Xbox Live Creators Program. He'll do a demo of integrating Xbox Live into Unity. He's going to have some more cool announcements. We couldn't say everything this morning. And so you guys should really go to this talk. This afternoon at 5, Krupa is going to be just giving the latest update on the Windows Store and some kind of cool merchandising things we're doing to help you guys sell more games. And tomorrow, we've got a couple really cool talks. Greg is going to be talking about Beam. I don't know if everybody in the room is familiar with Beam. It's Microsoft's really fast, low latency streaming technology. It really enables interactive broadcasting. Support is going to be built into Xbox One and Windows 10 with the Creators Update. There is going to be a lot of cool stuff and cool announcements in this talk. I really encourage everybody to go to it. You know, just in terms of when you think about things you can do to increase engagement with your game, making your game easier to engage with for streamers so that they can engage with their audience is really one of the number one ways to do that. And we're really excited to talk about some things tomorrow that are going to help you do that. Alex is going to be giving a great talk that gets into a lot of the details on implementation for Windows Holographic stuff.
And this is a talk for developers.
Yeah, this is going to be... Again, this is going to be like a dense, meaty talk. It's going to be a super good one. And finally, Evelyn's going to be talking tomorrow about something that I'm personally super, super passionate about, which is accessibility. And talking about some accessibility features around low vision scenarios and audio scenarios, talking about some of the stuff we're doing with text-to-speech, speech-to-text, high contrast APIs, and actually a lot more. And we're working really hard in this area. I think it's super, super important as we think about making sure that gaming is really for everyone and that everybody can enjoy games and play games. And I know that as creators, you want as many people as possible to play your game. And so some of the things that we're doing here, you know, hopefully are really going to help make sure that games are really open to everyone. So what next? First of all, if you're not able to come to some of the sessions, we're recording them all this year. They're all going to be available on Channel 9 after the show. The URL is right there, so make a note of that. So if there's a session you can't get to, you'll be able to see it after the show. And right now, we're going to be heading over to the Xbox Lobby Bar in the South Hall. We'll be showing off some HMDs. And there's tons of people over there from Microsoft who are happy to talk about ID at Xbox, talk about the Xbox Live Creators Program. There's some great ID at Xbox games available to play over there with the developers there. Absolutely feel free to talk to them about their experiences with Xbox, with ID at Xbox, with Windows 10. Thanks all for coming.